Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile and into today's lives of the saints and martyrs, a beloved Franciscan. GOP leaders had some stern words about two of their Democrat colleagues, and Bali's airport is closed for a third straight day. RT reports that North Korea fired a ballistic missile yesterday, which flew nearly 600 miles for about 50 minutes and at an altitude of almost 2,800 miles before it landed in the Sea of Japan. The first to report on the launch were South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, and President Donald Trump was notified about it while it was still in midair. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Robert Manning identified it as an intercontinental ballistic missile. According to South Korean news outlet Yonhap, South Korea responded by initiating a precision strike missile exercise. The Korea Herald reports that an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council will be convened this afternoon. UPI reports that the Hawaii Emergency Management System is going to resume sounding its attack warning tone for monthly tests beginning Friday. Hawaii Emergency Management Agency Representative Vern Miyagi.
Starting December 1st, a second tone, the attack warning signal, a waiting tone, will be added. The attack warning signal advises everyone to take immediate shelter. Get inside, stay tuned.
The siren has not been heard since the Cold War in the 1980s. Today's quote of the day is from Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Without God, people only succeed in bringing out the worst in one another. Lovers who have nothing else to do but love each other soon find there is nothing else. Without a central loyalty, life is unfinished. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Francis Fazzani. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to mikechurch.com/shirts. And I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at mikechurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Giovaniello Fazzani was born on August 6, 1891 in Foggia, then part of the Kingdom of Naples. He studied under the conventual Franciscans and later joined the order, taking the names of Francis and Anthony at his profession at a mere 15 years of age. He would study theology in Agnone and at the General Study Center in Assisi. He was ordained to the priesthood in 1705. Father Fazzani was a deeply prayerful priest, believed to have been a mystic, who contemporaries said would levitate during his prayer time. He was a popular preacher and confessor and led well-attended parish missions, retreats, Lenten devotions, and novenas. His flock affectionately referred to him as Padre Maestro, or Father Master. He spent his life serving the people of his hometown, Lucera, and was exceedingly generous in helping the poor. He died on November 29, 1742, and upon his death, children ran through the streets yelling, "The saint is dead! The saint is dead!" St. Francis Fazzani, pray for us. President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans were scheduled to hold a meeting yesterday with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi regarding the funding of the government. But after the president tweeted his doubts about arriving at a deal with the Democrats, they decided to withdraw from attending the meeting. President Trump, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were not at a loss for words about their colleagues' actions.
Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi did not show up for our meeting today. I'm not really that surprised. We have a lot of differences. They're weak on crime. They're weak on illegal immigration. They want the illegal folks to come pouring into our border, and a lot of problems are being caused, although we've stopped it to a large extent, as much as you can without the wall, which we're going to get. So they decided not to show up. They've been all talk, and they've been no action. And now it's even worse. Now it's not even talk.
Yeah, I think it's regrettable that our Democratic colleagues and leadership chose not to join us today. For a bill to become a law, Congress has to pass a bill and the president signs a bill. That means Congress and the White House always negotiate legislation. We have important work to do. We have big deadlines to meet.
I've been in this position under a couple of previous presidents. I can't recall ever turning down an opportunity to go down to the White House. As the speaker mentioned, only one person in America can sign a bill into law, and that's the President of the United States. You cannot negotiate the year-end, the omnibus spending bill without the person who signs the bill in the room.
But right now, things have changed over the last 2 hours because 2 hours ago, a missile was launched. I think that will have a huge effect on Schumer and Pelosi. I think. We'll see. We're going to learn very soon. They should be calling immediately and say, we want to see you, but probably they won't because nothing to them is important other than raising taxes. That's the only thing they like doing is raising taxes.
Ouch. Fox Business is reporting that the airport on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali is closed for a third straight day due to the erupting Mount Agung volcano. As of now, the airport is scheduled to be closed until tomorrow morning. An estimated 440 flights carrying over 59,500 passengers were affected by the airport's closures yesterday. The volcano has been spewing clouds of ash for days, and it is perilous for the airplanes to fly through the burning ash, which is rising over 4 miles high. In this Celestial Musings, I love the kind-heartedness and generosity of youth, even when it sometimes gets them in a little bit over their heads. CBS News reported on 19-year-old Danny Messina, who, knowing a friend was spending Thanksgiving in the hospital with his grandmother, thought of children who were hospitalized over the holiday, and she was inspired to donate to St. Jude's Hospital, which happened to also be her sorority's designated philanthropy. Miss Messina tweeted, "This time of year is about giving. This year, I am giving back to St. Jude and the families who are supported by their amazing services. Every favorite, 25 cents. Every retweet, 50 cents. Go give, go St. Jude." Danny Messina was expecting a handful of responses and to maybe donate $1,000. She got 196,047 retweets and 453,786 favorites, bringing her pledged donation to roughly $210,000. Realizing her predicament, she stopped the Twitter campaign there and set up a GoFundMe account for people to donate, and as of this morning has raised over $10,100 from 748 people in 2 days, with a goal of $50,000. Well done, Miss Messina. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you. Serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on crusadechannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.